You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Typically on a Wednesday, we have our Warning Wednesday feature where we aim to provide consumer awareness to our listeners and to our audience around things you need to be aware of and how they could potentially affect your life. We have these features with various companies, various organizations, various regulatory bodies. And the aim of this, as I said, is to better inform you as our listeners, as our community, to make sure that you're aware of what's out there. This week's Warning Wednesday, we're taking a look at something called synthetic identity theft, a very interesting topic. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Jerry Chetty, who is the head of business integrity at Santam. Good evening, Dr. Chetty. Thanks so much for taking the time. I just want to start the conversation where right at the beginning. What is synthetic identity theft?
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners. So synthetic identity theft is where fraudsters are able to use real data and they combine that with false information to create a new identity. So for example, they'll use somebody's identity number, but they'll use false information in terms of the names, or they'll put in a false photo and they use this new identity to perpetrate a multitude of other frauds.
Dr. Chetty, what can this new identity be used for? I mean, there's a lot of things that are out there in the digital space that people can use once they've got your personal particulars or they can apply for certain things. But what do we typically see this kind of synthetic identity being used for?
Thank you for that, Jimmy. So what we're noticing the trend is where the false identity are used to open retail accounts, buy vehicles, so vehicle financing. But it's mostly within the retail space, opening the false accounts to purchase items, whether it's clothing, whether it's furniture. And secondly, we're seeing where they're using the information to purchase vehicles.
When we look at these accounts or these new activities that are perpetrated in the synthetic identity space, are we seeing that people are doing this physically? Because I know a lot of these applications, some of these services you can apply for online, you don't have to be physically present, but there does come a time where you're being verified or KYC'd and an ID needs to be presented. How is that being navigated?
So, Jimmy, it's both. And this is where these criminals are so sophisticated, because they know, for example, online transactions much more easier to perpetrate. So they'll create a specific synthetic ID for that. If they know there's a requirement for them to be present at a dealership or, let's say, a store, that's where they use a fictitious photo to make sure that they align with the security measures that specific retailer has in place.
That sounds very, very dangerous. How do we identify this? How do we spot this? How, as an individual who might be on the receiving end of this, how do I then go and verify that that particular identity was a synthetic identity or it was not me in the event that this is queried at some point?
Yeah, thanks for that. And I think it's a very interesting question. And I think the challenge, it poses a huge challenge to innocent victims. So first and foremost, I think because of the sophistication that goes into designing a new identity in the form of synthetic ID, it takes a long time for the victim to actually realize the details have been used in some or other scam. And normally it occurs when there's no non-payment for a service that has been rendered. And then the challenge is for the victim in terms of going back to that retailer, drawing affidavits, reporting a police case. And that's a very, very lengthy process. And this is while your details have already been compromised. You're most probably listed at that moment in time with some of the credit bureaus. So it's a very onerous effort on the innocent victim to get the name sorted out.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Chetty, from an insurance point of view, are we seeing that these synthetic identities are being used to perpetrate things like insurance fraud?
So what we're noticing, Jimmy, is where the people are calling into contact centers, pretending. So this is where they impersonating a person and giving information to say that this is the person and they want certain changes to be done on the policy and so forth. So we're starting to see a trend on that.
When it comes to these impersonations, this is obviously very different from what we know on the internet as this concept of deep fakes and all of that, because this is essentially assuming the identity of another individual, not pretending to be that person just from a digital point of view. It's actually assuming their identity right down to their ID number.
Yeah, I think So I want to put it out there that criminals are early adopters of technology. So they understand technology and they're able to use technology to their benefit. So previously there was a lot of online information being used because they're sitting behind the screen. But recently we started to see how they used, and the first case of where deepfake was used to commit fraud occurred at a multinational where the fraudster was able to set up a Teams meeting with a staff work in the finance department and was able to swindle or convince their staff member to pay over $25 million to a fake account. So this again illustrates the advancement of the criminals and the sophistication of criminals in terms of using deep fake to convince people to pay over money.
This is a serious problem. Obviously, there's a lot that we need to unpack here and there's a lot that we need to get into. How do we, as citizens, I mean, something you mentioned a little earlier was that it's very often that this information is found out at a later stage that your identity has been stolen or that you've been signed up for things you didn't agree to and all of that. Is there a way where, as individuals, we can get ahead of it and check somewhere if I'm signed up for new things or any new credit checks or any thing of that sort?
Yeah, so Jimmy, I want to answer the question in two ways. So first, I want to say that if you suspect that you are a victim, you lost your identity has been compromised or confidential has been compromised, I strongly urge you do a protected disclosure at the South African Fraud Prevention website. It's a free service. You're able to go and list yourself, and this will protect your compromised information from being used by criminals, and it will prevent them from opening a false account. So that's the first thing. The second thing, credit bureaus offer free service for you once a year to check your details. So strongly urge you use a TransUnion, for example, to check your details, because you are able to quickly spot whether an account has been opened on your name or your details have been changed in some way or the other, and you can go back and rectify that. So that's the first thing I want to speak about. The most important thing is about how do these fraudsters get your information? And I think that's also a very important tip for your listeners to know. So fraudsters use a technique called social engineering. And social engineering is nothing other than psychological manipulation. This is where they'll phone you and they want to boost your ego and make you feel comfortable or make you feel important that you can easily release your information or disclose your information. I think we must always be very careful around that. But there's some other tips in terms of protecting your personal information. I strongly suggest that your listeners verify requests. If somebody's contacting you telephonically and wanting your personal information or confidential information, always go back and verify. You never know who you're speaking to or other end. Even if it means you're cutting the call, ending the call, and calling the person or that entity that requested your information. Guard against your identifiable information. Never share this information. So information such as your ID number, your bank account details, any personal identifiers, your street address, or your retail accounts. When you're disposing of the information, don't throw that information. Try to shred that information or burn the information. The syndicates use what they call dumpster divers. They pay people who go through your bins to get your personal information. And I also want to just say that also be careful when you're clicking on a link. A lot of times you get an email from a entity which you think is correct, and they ask you to click on the link to update your information. And I really want to warn your listeners not to be enticed to click on the link.
These are very, very basic things, but they can be the difference between you and losing your identity. Thank you so much for those insights. Dr. Jerry Chetty, who is the head of business integrity at Santam, joining me to reflect on this concept of synthetic identity theft that is doing the rounds in the digital world and how to stay safe from it.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.